All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This is quite a day. Today, we found out once and for all, Ed Stefanski and Malik Rose, they don't have a brain of their own. That they're just going to do what Tommy G wants them to do. And that's unfortunate because, well, Tom Gores has no idea what he's doing. And Ed Stefanski was on with the morning show, of course. And it's simple. Stefanski basically admits to you, Tom Gores wants A, B, and C, and I'm going to execute A, B, and C. And I've said before, if I hooked up Ed Stefanski to a polygraph machine and said, Ed, what's the right way forward for this franchise? He would never be able to say with a straight face, it's what he's doing. And I want to play the audio for you. And then I'm going to play you a different voice because I don't want you to, you know, some of you think I'm just blindly negative with your basketball team. All right. Even though you've only won a single playoff game. Oh, wait, you haven't won a playoff game in a decade. You think I'm blindly negative. Okay. You think I'm unfair. Sure. I'll play you someone who I don't think you could label that way. And their opinion with how business goes. I'm just bummed out because I had some hope that Stefanski and Rose could be the voice that maybe they could convince Gores to go a different direction. It's not going to happen. They're going to buy. They're going to try to make the playoffs. They're hitting the buyout market here with Wayne Ellington, and I can't even, there's nothing good I can say about it. When Ed Stefanski would have to answer this question, this is another polygraph moment. Ed, explain the value proposition between a 10% shot at Zion Williamson in the lottery or a 0% shot of winning a first-round playoff series. Explain that value proposition to me. Stefanski would never be able to side with what he's doing. He wouldn't, unless he had this answer. Mike, I'm trying to earn a paycheck. That's really what it comes down to. Everyone's got to put bread on their table. I respect that. So I'm just going to call it like I see it. Stefanski went on the morning show. I'll play the audio. Your GM just needs a paycheck. And by the way, is he the GM? Is he not? I thought Gores charged him with hiring the GM, and then he kind of hired himself. It almost makes me wonder if they couldn't hire a GM because nobody would come here. This is me pondering. It's almost like nobody would come here to execute the game plan because everyone knows the game plan is stupid. Just a thought. So eventually it came right back to, well, Tom, I'll execute the game plan as acting GM. I don't even know what that is. But here's Ed Stefanski telling you, he can't comment on Zion. We know that. But take a listen to his thoughts about the mindset of the franchise and how they're going to plan what they're doing. And tell me if it's actually him saying it or if it's Gores, like with a gun to his head. Take a listen.
I hear you. It was Zion. I can't talk specifically. I understand how exciting that young man is. But from Tom Gores down, our task is to play every night and to compete and to try to win. So that's how we're going to do it. I hear the argument. I've been on different sides of listening to it at different teams. I feel good that even if we made the playoffs with Greg Kolinsky, who I brought in from the Nets, who was years ago with me, I think we have a good eye to find players. I'm very confident about that. Now, I'm not going to argue with you or the higher you go down in the draft, the better chances are. But we're in it to try to win every game. I don't know how it's going to go, but we feel now we have a nice little young nucleus of players. We're going to try to still be in that buyout market.
Stop right there. Answer me this question, Metro Detroit, and whether you're a hockey fan, football fan, or a dyed-in-the-wool Pistons fan, whatever it may be, I want you to answer this question. Does that sound like a GM who, A, has autonomy, and B, believes in what he's saying? You know my answer. Absolutely not. Hey, I know we're screwing over our ability to get a real player, but we'll find some guys, and hey, we got a nice little core. What core do you have? Your young core. What core? It's Luke Kennard. That's your core. It's one guy holding a suitcase. And no offense, he's not coveted. 248-539-9797. What that tells me, Tom Gore is calling the shots. Ed Stefanski's going to be his yes man. And away we go. And that's sad, because I think Ed Stefanski is a pretty smart guy. And I had hoped that Ed Stefanski, along with Malik Rose, could be difference makers, could retool this thing, could rebuild this thing. But it's proof positive. This trade deadline was ridiculous. And I told you that yesterday. I really didn't like what I was reading in the paper because it's signaling a new direction. No, it's not. You know what they did? They tried to be half wet. I'm going to go swimming. No, I'm not, but maybe I will. But nah, I want to sit on the beach chair, but let me dip my toe in at the same time that I'm halfway on the chair. That's all it is. It doesn't make any sense. They traded Bullock and they traded Stanley. They got a couple of young assets that they'll keep around. They're not as good as they were, but now we're going to hit the buyout market so we can try to make the playoffs while still trying to serve the future. Guys, if I've learned one thing in my time as both a fan and just a radio host, let me tell you this. As a team, rarely, if ever, does it work when you are going in two different directions. Rare is it. The winning on the fly while retooling, while not quite rebuilding, but not quite going for it, does it ever end in a happy story? And that's exactly what's going on here. I mean, you have a front office that knows what the owner wants is wrong, but the owner's not going to be told no. So they're trying to serve two masters. They're trying to serve the common sense that resides in the 5 inches between their ears. Ed Stefanski's a smart man. But he's also trying to serve his retirement fund, and he's going to collect a paycheck. Now, you don't believe me? You want to look inside the league? Here's a guy who's covered basketball for 30 years, written many a best-selling book on the matter. He's also a friend of the program. He was also the very first guest on our podcast, which you can get on radio.com or iTunes. Just saying, always aggravated. Take a listen to Dan Wetzel about how GMs operate in the NBA and tell me if what Stefanski said there does not line up with this. Take a listen.
Everybody in basketball wants to keep their job. Okay, you're the GM of a team. This is the dream. Okay, there's 30 jobs. You spent your whole life. You're getting paid big bucks. You're in charge. They're terrified of losing their job. Every one of them. Unless you're like Danny Ainge or something, you know. But you're at a point where it's like, I can blow pick. But you're terrified. And so you sit there and say, what do I got to do to keep the job or get another contract? It's like this in all pro sports. Fans think the GM is sitting there saying, I want to win a championship. Most of these GMs are saying, I want another contract, man. I got kids in school. I'm making big bucks. But most of these people who are making the decisions are not trying to win a title.
Boom. Okay, you think I'm blindly negative? Okay, there's somebody who's not. Tell me Ed Stefanski wants to win a championship. Tell me Ed Stefanski's doing what's going to get us closer to a return of those memories of 04 or your memories of 89 and 90, right? Tell me. Because what he came on the air and said this morning, it's an indictment. It is. It just is. And I don't have any personal vitriol for Ed Stefanski. That only resides with Goris, because I think Goris embarrasses himself in this city. But Stefanski's a pretty well-regarded basketball mind who, it just seems like, you know what, he's going to come here, do what the owner wants, collect the paycheck, and move along. They're not winning a championship. They're not even trying to win a championship. Because doing it this way will never end up with them winning a championship. This is the road to nowhere. And Ed Stefanski planted his flag today and told you, I'm going to be a yes man. I'm going to do what the owner tells me to do because, well, I want my job. It's cool. That's fine. But just don't expect me to ever say a nice thing about it. And don't expect people to care. This today was a very sad day to me because I had real hope that when they sold a couple pieces a few days ago, it set up a move. It set up the ability to rebuild. And when we can get into the, I don't want to get lost in semantics here about, well, what's tanking and what's rebuilding. Let's not go there today. Today's not the day. I think we can all agree they need to rebuild. Or if you'd like me to gently use a different word, retool. But there is no scenario that Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin will result in a championship. They don't fit together. It doesn't work. And Ed Stefanski came on the air today and said straight up, Tom Gore is on down. We're trying to make the playoffs. They're going into the buyout market. So You do something to retool, get worse. We're gonna get a draft pick that'll give us a 7.5 or 9% chance at Zion. And now you're gonna turn around and you're gonna get a player that's gonna help you win games in Wayne Ellington. That is schizophrenic. But what it is on a deeper level is you're trying to serve two masters. We're gonna rebuild a little bit, we're gonna win a little bit, but we don't wanna win, you know, we can't win a title, but we, you know, we wanna win a little, but well, rebuilding hurts too much, but let me rebuild a little bit here. I mean, it's almost like Ed Stefanski and Tom Gorsuch are just salting the driveway. A little salt over here, a little salt over here. What the hell? Sprinkle it over here. Can't do that. That's not how you run a basketball team. That's not how you run a franchise. There has to be a singular vision, a singular voice, and generally speaking, it should be a basketball person doing it. 248-539-9797. Let's get your thoughts on that. I can't lay it out any simpler. I want to know what you think about what you heard, because that's an admission to me. We're all screwed. From a basketball standpoint, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.